Welcome to our next session in the survey of the New Testament.
Wilujeng sumping dina sesi salajengna dina survei perjanjian anyar.
In this fourth session, we're going to take a look at the Book of Acts.
Dina sesi kaopat ieu urang baris ningali kitab Kisah Rasul.
This is one of five historical books that form the foundation for the remaining letters and epistles in the Book of Acts, in the New Testament.
Hiji ti kalima kitab sejarah anu ngabentuk dasar kanggo serat-serat paninggalan sareng anu dituliskeun ku para rasul dina perjanjian anyar.
We've looked at the four stories, gospels of Jesus Christ.
Urang parantos ningali opat carita Injil-Injil Yesus Kristus.
Matthew's perspective was that Jesus Christ is the king after the line of David.
Perspektif Matius nyaeta yen Yesus teh raja di garis turunan Daud.
The Gospel of Mark has an interesting perspective of the suffering servant.
Injil Matius ngagaduhan perspektif nu sae ngeunaan hamba nu disiksa.
The king who is a servant.
Raja tapi oge hamba.
Luke, the one Gentile writer of a book in the New Testament, speaks of Jesus Christ as the compassionate Savior.
Lukas nulis sanes Yahudi, tapi kitab dina perjanjian anyar nyarios jeung Yesus Kristus nyaeta juru salamet anu ngagaduhan kasih.
And then John speaks of Jesus Christ as the divine Messiah who came from heaven.
Sareng teras Yohanes nyarios ngeunaan Yesus Kristus salaku Mesias ilahi anu turun ti surga.
Now we want to look at the Book of Acts.
Ya, orang bakal ningali kitab Kisah Rasul.
Which is built on the story of Jesus Christ found in the four Gospels.
Diwangun nurutkeun carita Yesus Kristus dina kaopat Injil.
The author of the Book of Acts is the man who is also the author of the Gospel of Luke.
Nu nulis kitab Kisah Rasul nyaeta jalmi anu nulis kitab Lukas.
And if you put together this book, Luke, with this book, Acts, together, they are longer than all the letters that Paul wrote.
Kami saderek ngahijikeun kitab Lukas sareng kitab Kisah Rasul, ieu langkung panjang tibatan serat anu ditulis ku Paulus.
This means that the largest contributor to the New Testament was a Gentile.
Hartosna kontributor pangagengna ka perjanjian anyar sanes urang Yahudi.
Now let's turn to the Book of Acts.
Anjeunna mangga urang tingali kitab.
And we want to look at
Kisah Rasul.
The reason why it's written.
Urang-urang bade ningali alasanana kitab ieu diserat.
In chapter 1 verse 1.
Kisah Rasul 1 ayat 1.
Dr. Luke writes these words, "In my first or former book," referring to the Gospel of Luke, "Theophilus, I wrote all that Jesus began to do and teach."
Dr. Lukas nuliskeun dina buku abdi nu ngawitan nudukeun yen Injil Lukas Theophilus kami nulis ngeunaan sagala hal anu dipidamel sareng diajarkeun Yesus.
So the Book of Acts is assuming the story of the Gospels.
Kitab Kisah Rasul nyaeta terasna carita Injil-Injil.
If you read that verse and didn't have a gospel to go back to, you wouldn't know what Jesus began to do and to teach.
Upami saderek ngaos ayat eta, teu ngagaduhan Injil saderek teu terang nanu anu bade ku Yesus dipidamel sareng diajarkeun.
And then on the other hand, this book of Acts now is going to look forward to the writing of the letters that we have in the remainder of the New Testament.
Dina sisi anu sanes, kitab Kisah Rasul ieu bakal diteraskeun ku serat-serat rasul anu aya di sisa perjanjian anyar.
So the Book of Acts presupposes the Gospels as well as it anticipates the letters.
Kitab Kisah Rasul neraskeun Injil-Injil sareng oge mieulaan serat-serat.
Perhaps we could liken what we have in the Book of Acts to a keystone.
Penginten tiasa nyamikeun naon anu kenging ku Kisah Rasul salaku hiji batu nu penting.
This is the stone that is right in the middle of an arch.
Nya ieu batu nu aya di tengah-tengah hiji bunderan.
And it holds together each side of the arch.
Sareng nyaimbangkeun satiap sisi bunderan.
It's an angular stone.
Nya ieu hiji batu juru.
So with the book of Acts, it holds together the Gospels.
Kitab Kisah Rasul aya di tengah-tengah
ieu. And the letters or epistles.
Sareng serat-serat para rasul.
It's the keystone book.
Ieu kitab nu penting.
It's a very important book in the New Testament.
Ieu kitab nu penting pisan dina Perjanjian Anyar.
Why did Luke believe he had to write this book?
Nah, Lukas percanten anjeunna kedah nulis kitab ieu.
Actually, the introduction to the book of Acts is found in the book of Luke.
Saleresna awal kitab Kisah Rasul dipendakan dina kitab Lukas.
This is typical of a two-part work.
Nyaeta ciri khas ti dua bagian pademelan.
The first introduction is found in the first book, but it covers both books.
Pendahuluan ngawitan nu diserat dina kitab ngawitan, tapi ieu kanggo kadua buku eta.
Then there's a secondary introduction in the second book.
Lajeng aya pendahuluan kadua dina kitab kadua.
So I think it would be helpful if we go back just a moment to the book of Luke, chapter 1.
Abdi ngemut bakal aya anu nulungan upami urang uih deui sakedap ningali kitab Lukas pasal 1.
And let's look again at why the Gospel of Luke and yes, the book of Acts was written to this man called Theophilus.
Mangga urang tingali deui nah Injil Lukas sarengnya kitab Kisah Rasul diserat ku pameget nu namina Theophilus.
It's found in verse 3.
Ieu dikengingkeun dina ayat 3.
And verse 4.
Tarang 4.
I want to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the certainty of the things you've been taught.
Kami nyanda kaputusan kanggo ngabukukeunana sareng teratur kanggo anjeun Theophilus anu mulia supados anjeun tiasa terang yen sagala hal anu diajarkeun ku anjeun.
An orderly account about the story of Jesus.
Hiji buku nu teratur ngeunaan carita Yesus.
An orderly account of the story of his followers.
Hiji buku nu teratur ngeunaan para pengikutna.
For the two are very closely tied together.
Dua nana raket pisan hubunganana.
Let's look back again at Acts chapter 1.
Urang balik deui kana Kisah Rasul pasal 1.
Did you notice that little word in verse 1?
Saderek terang sariosan alit dina ayat 1.
In my first book I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and teach.
Na buku kami anu ngawitan kami nuliskeun ngeunaan sagala hal anu ngawitan pidamel mun diajarkeun ku Yesus.
Why did he use the word began?
Nah anjeunna ngangge sariosan ngawitan.
Could it be that what Jesus began to do and to teach now is to continue to be taught and done by the church?
Panginten anu ku Yesus kawitan dipidamel sareng ajarkeun ayeuna diteraskeun kanggo diajarkeun sareng dipidamel ku gereja.
I think that's exactly the point.
Ngemut ieu teh leres.
In verse 8, Jesus told his disciples, "You shall be my witnesses."
Dina ayat 8, Yesus masih anterang murid-muridna, maneh bakal jadi saksi kami.
What I spoken, you are to speak.
Naonu parantos kami carioskeun, maneh caritakeun.
The miracles that I do, even greater works shall you do.
Mujijat-mujijat nungku kami dipidama, katambah padamalan-padamalan ulangkung ageng maneh bakal.
In a real sense, the book of Acts is the expansion of what Jesus began to do and teach through his disciples.
Nyatana kitab Kisah Rasul nyaeta tumuwuh tinaon Yesus ngawitan tidamel sareng ajarkeun ka murid-muridna.
At one point when Peter and John were on trial,
dina hiji titik waktos Petrus sareng Yohanes dihakiman.
because they had been witnesses to Christ.
Margi maranena parantos janten saksi Kristus.
It says they took note of these men.
Dicareskeun maranena memperhatoskeun jalma-jalma.
For they had been with Jesus.
Margi maranena sasarengan sareng Yesus.
How did they know they had been with Jesus?
Maranena terang yen maranena sasarengan sareng Yesus.
They talked like him.
Manehna nyareoskeun sapertos anjeunna.
They did the things that he did.
Pidamel hal-hal anu ku anjeunna pidamel.
Witnesses of Christ.
Saksi Kristus.
This book shows the expansion of the witness to Christ by people who did what he did and said what he said.
Di kitab nudukeun tumuwuhna kasaksian ngeunaan Kristus ka jalma-jalma nu midamel naon ku anjeunna pidamel sareng nyarioskeun naon ku anjeunna dicarioskeun.
Remember the words of Jesus?
Emot kana cariosan Yesus?
He that has seen me has seen the Father.
Nyarioseun isana ningali ka kami parantos ningali Bapa.
How does the Father talk?
Kumaha Bapa nyarios?
Listen to me.
Dangukeun kami.
How does the Father act?
Kumaha Bapa didamel?
Watch me.
Mangga tingali kami.
Should not we as Christ's witnesses be able to say the same thing?
Urang salaku saksi-saksi Kristus tiasa nyarioskeun hal eta nu sami.
How does Jesus talk?
Kumaha Yesus nyarios?
Like we talk.
Seperti orang nyarios.
What does Jesus do?
Naon nu Yesus pidamel?
What we do?
Naon nu kurang pidamel?
People should meet Jesus through us.
Jalmi-jalmi bakal papenak sareng Yesus ngalangkungan orang.
Remember the words of Jesus Christ to the persecutor Saul on the road to Damascus?
Emot carios Yesus Kristus ka Saulus nu nganiaya di jalan Damsik?
The story is found 3 times in the book of Acts.
Cerita ieu ditingali 3 kali dina kitab Kisah Rasul.
Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
Saulus, Saulus, naha anjeun nganiaya kami?
Who are you, Lord?
Nya saha anjeun pangeran?
I am Jesus whom you are persecuting.
Kami teh Yesus nu ku anjeun dianiaya tea.
But who was Paul persecuting?
Tapi nya saha nu dianiaya ku Paulus?
Believers.
Jalmi-jalmi percanten.
Disciples.
Para murid.
But who was he really persecuting when he was persecuting disciples?
Ya sanu salarasna dianiaya waktu anjeun nganiaya murid-murid?
Jesus.
Yesus.
That's the close relationship of the head to the body on earth.
Ieu hubungan nu caket antara kapala sareng awak di bumi.
This is an exciting book.
Ieu nyaeta kitab nu mantak resep.
So we want to look at how the gospel expanded through the disciples of Jesus Christ.
Urang bade ningali kumaha Injil tumuwuh ngalangkungan murid-murid Yesus Kristus.
Starts in a little country called Israel.
Dikawitan dina hiji nagri alit anu disebut Israel.
And it says in chapter 1 verse 8 you'll be witnesses to me first of all in Jerusalem.
Dicarioskeun dina pasal hiji ayat 8 maneh bakal jadi saksi kami di Yerusalem.
Then into Judea.
Tarung di sakulia Yudea.
Into Samaria.
Tarung Samaria.
And then it says it's going to go to the ends of the earth.
Tarung teras dicarioskeun dugi ka tungtung bumi.
We're going to watch the spread of the gospel.
Urang bakal nyaksikeun warta Injil.
How did this happen?
Maya kajantenan.
Jesus, believe it or not, when he came to earth was limited.
Yesus persantena trampi henteu waktos anjeunna sumping ka bumi dibatasan.
He could only be at one place at one time.
Anjeunna mung tiasa aya di hiji tempat dina hiji waktos.
But by the gift of his spirit.
Namung teu anugrah rohna.
Suddenly his ministry is rapidly multiplied.
Ujug-ujug pelayananna sareng enggal ngalipat ganda.
Let's look at how it happened.
Urang ningali kumaha ieu kajantenan.
Now the book of Acts is like the Gospels.
Ayeuna kitab Kisah Rasul sami sapertos Injil-Injil.
It's very selective.
Ieu selektif pisan.
It doesn't tell the whole story.
Ieu teu ngisahkeun sadaya carita.
It says the Acts of the Apostles.
Dinudukeun padamelan-padamelan para rasul.
It's really the Acts of 2 apostles.
Salarasna ieu padamelan 2 orang rasul.
Because the focus in the first 12 chapters is on the Apostle Peter.
Mari fokusna dina 12 pasal ngawitan nyaeta Kisah Rasul Petrus.
And that is his witness to the Jewish world.
Tarangnya ieu kasaksian di dunya urang Yahudi.
And then in Acts chapter 13 to 28, the focus is on the Apostle Paul.
Dina Kisah Rasul pasal 13 dugi ka 28, fokusna ka Rasul Paulus.
Paul was the apostle to the non-Jewish world, the Gentile world.
Paulus nyata rasul ka dunia jalma-jalma nusana Yahudi.
And so we have a very selected focus in the book of Acts.
Kita urang agaduhan fokus anu selektif pisan dina kitab Rasul.
Luke has selected things that help us understand how the gospel was spreading to both the Jewish and non-Jewish world.
Lukas parantos milih hal-hal anu nulungan urang kanggo ngartos kumaha Injil diwawarkeun boga urang Yahudi atawa pinusanes.
Now this witness to Jesus Christ first begins with the apostles.
Kasaksian ngeunaan Yesus Kristus kahiji dikawitan ku para rasul.
In Acts chapter 1, verse 2.
Kisah Rasul pasal 1 ayat 2.
It says that Jesus gave instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen.
Dijaruskeun nya Yesus masihan instruksi-instruksi ngalangkungan Roh Kudus ka rasul-rasul anu parantos dipilih ku anjeunna.
And in that 40-day period between the time that he rose from the dead and went back to heaven, there were two major things that he had to deal with to prepare his apostles to be his witnesses.
Sareng dina periode 40 dinten di antara waktu anjeunna gugah tina pupusna sareng balik deui kana ka surga aya dua hal anu penting ku anjeunna kedah dipidamel kanggo nyiapkeun rasul-rasul kanggo
jadi. It's in verse 3.
Dina ayat 3.
He had to convince them that he was alive.
Anjeunna kedah ngayakinkeun maranehna yen anjeunna teh hirup.
That the Jesus whom they had known before his crucifixion is the Jesus that is now with them.
Yesus anu maranehna wano sateuacanna di salibna nyata Yesus nu ayeuna sasarengan sareng manehna.
And so it says he showed himself alive to these men over a period of 40 years with many convincing infallible proofs.
Sareng ngalangkungan seueur tanda anjeunna buktos anjeunna hirup. Sabab salami 40 dinten teras-terasan nembongan sareng nyarios ngeunaan kerajaan Allah.
There must be absolutely no doubt that Jesus Christ is alive forevermore.
Mutlak kedah aya kapercayaan yen Yesus Kristus hirup salamina.
Because they must be witnesses to his resurrection.
Margi maranena kedah janten gugahna.
Secondly,
kedua,
he taught them about the kingdom of God.
Anjeunna ngajarkeun ka maranena ngeunaan kerajaan Allah.
This was the essence of Jesus' message.
Ya inti ti amanatna.
Jesus went around throughout Jerusalem, throughout Galilee, throughout Judea, teaching about the kingdom of God.
Yesus mios ka sakuler Yerusalem, Galilea, Yudea, ngajarkeun ngeunaan kerajaan Allah.
His concern was they would understand that the kingdom he was talking about was not the kingdom of this world.
Kapaduliananna nyaeta manehna bakal ngartos yen kerajaan anu ku anjeunna dicarioskeun sanes kerajaan dunya.
It's God's kingdom.
Ieu teh kerajaan Allah.
It's the kingdom of heaven.
Kerajaan surga.
It has to do with salvation.
Kada dipidamel ku kaslametan.
It has to do with forgiveness of sins.
Kada dipidamel kahampuran dosa.
It has to do with setting the prisoners free.
Dipidamel ku cara ngabebaskeun jalma nu panyara.
It does not have to do with throwing off Rome.
Kada dipidamel ku cara ngusir urang Romawi.
It's the good news of salvation from sin.
Nyaeta beja bunga ngeunaan kaslametan ti dosa.
Because that's our true point of bondage.
Pemargi ieu pokok perbudakan urang nu leres.
It's an inner bondage, not an outer bondage.
Ieu teh perbudakan di lebet sanes perbudakan lahiriah.
And when the Son makes you are free indeed.
Sareng waktos Putra ngabebaskeun saderek leres bebas.
And as Paul described, you are free indeed. Even if you are in prison.
Pertos Paulus mendakan saderek leres bebas sareng upami saderek aya di lebet panyara.
So the witness begins first with the 12 apostles.
Kasaksian nu kahiji dikawitan sareng 12 rasul.
And then we move to the witness of the disciples themselves.
Rasul urang gerak kasaksian murid-murid.
In Acts chapter 8, verse 4.
Kisah Rasul 8, ayat 4.
Stephen has been killed because of his testimony to Jesus.
Panus dipaihan kumargi kasaksianana ngeunaan Yesus.
He is not one of the 12 apostles.
Tanes mung salah sahiji ti 12 rasul.
He is one of 7 men that had been appointed to wait on tables.
Anjeunna nyaeta saurang ti 7 urang anu parantos dipilih kanggo ngalayanan meja.
But waiting on tables was not all that he did. He also was a witness to Christ.
Ngalayanan meja sanes sadaya anjeunna anu midamel, anjeunna oge janten saurang saksi Kristus.
As he preached the word,
anjeunna khotbah.
Opposition arose.
Nungalawan.
And the day on which he was killed,
dina dinten waktos anjeunna dipaehan,
on that day the church was scattered out of Jerusalem.
Dinten eta gereja nyebar kaluar ti Yerusalem.
And it says here in chapter 8, verse 4,
dicarioskeun di dieu dina pasal 8 ayat 4,
those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word.
Maranena anu nyebar eta ngajalaja sakuliah nagri eta sarta ngawartakeun Injil.
And so the witness of Christ began to expand not just through the 12 apostles, but now through the disciples.
Nya kituli saksi Kristus ngawitan nyebar, sanes mung ngalangkungan 12 rasul, tapi ayeuna ngalangkungan murid-murid.
Now let me back up in the story a little bit.
Urang balik deui kana cariosan eta sakedap.
Let's look at Acts 1:8 again.
Urang ningali Kisah Rasul 1 ayat 8.
Acts 1:8.
Kisah Rasul 1 ayat 8.
Let's read it together.
Mangga urang ngaos sarengan.
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
Di mana Roh Suci tea geslungsur nyerengan, marane bakal meunang kawasa sarta jadi saksi kami di Yerusalem, di sakuliah Yudea, jeung Samaria tug nepi ka tungtung bumi.
It's when the Holy Spirit comes upon you that you then are witnesses beginning where you live.
Waktu Roh Kudus turun di luhureun saderek, saderek bakal jadi saksi di kawitan di tempat kelingi saderek.
And where they happened to be staying was Jerusalem.
Di mana maranehna linginya eta Yerusalem.
That was not where the apostles were from.
Eta sanes kota di mana rasul dongkap.
They were from up north.
Maranehna asal ti utara.
Up in Galilee.
Di Galilea.
They were fishermen.
Nyata para nelayan.
Tax collectors.
Nagian pajak.
They didn't live in Jerusalem.
Maranehna baheula cicing di Yerusalem.
But that's now where they were located.
Di lokasi maranehna ayeuna.
And they were to start in the very city where they had denied the Lord.
Maranehna kedah ngawitan ti kota di mana maranehna parantos nampik Gusti Yesus.
Isn't that often what the Lord asks us to do?
Nah, teu sering Gusti Yesus menta urang ngalaksanakeunana.
We have to start living Jesus among the people that know us best.
Urang kedah ngawitan nyareuskeun Yesus di antawis jalma-jalma anu paling wanoh ka urang.
And they know what we used to be like.
Sareng maranehna terang urang biasana sapertos kumaha.
That's where the gospel shows a powerful working.
Eta di mana Injil nuduhkeun hiji padamelan nu pinuh ku kawasa.
When people who know us best see the difference that Jesus makes in our lives.
Tos jalma-jalma paling wanoh ka urang ningali perbedaan nu Yesus damel di hirup urang.
And that often begins in Jerusalem where we lived a life that was anything but a credit to Jesus Christ.
Sering dikawitan di Yerusalem di mana urang ngajalankeun hirup janten naon bae tapi nyababkeun Yesus Kristus dipihormat.
But this is possible by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Tapi ieu panginten ku kawasa Roh Kudus.
This makes the new covenant a very part of us.
Ieu ngadamel perjanjian nu anyar janten bagian urang.
That from the inside now we are being transformed.
Dikawitan dilebet ayeuna urang baris diubah.
And so we begin to live a life that is reflecting Jesus to other people.
Kitu deui urang ngawitan ngajalankeun hirup anu mancarkeun Yesus ka jalma-jalma sanes.
I love what Saint Francis of Assisi said.
Diresep kana naon dicarioskeun San Fransiskus di Assisi.
Preach the gospel always.
Sok ngobahkeun Injil.
When necessary use words.
Pamperyogi nganggo cariosan.
We are to be witnesses, not just go witnessing.
Urang janten saksi sanes mung tiasa kanggo nyaksikeun.
You are the light of the world.
Maneh teh caangna dunya.
Lights don't make a lot of noise.
Caang teu ribut.
They penetrate the darkness.
Maranehna nembus poe.
Ye are the salt of the earth.
Maneh teh uyahna dunya.
Salt isn't noisy.
Uyah teu ribut.
It just transforms its environment if you can get it out of the salt shaker.
Baris ngarobi lingkungan upami saderek tiasa ngaluarkeun ti tempat uyah.
You are my witnesses beginning in Jerusalem.
Manehna eta saksi kami di kawitan ti Yerusalem.
Then all Judea.
Di Yudea.
Those are people that are much like our own people.
Manehna eta jalmi-jalmi nu ampir sami sang jalmi-jalmi suku bangsa urang.
Back then it was Jews reaching Jews.
Baris deui ka jalmi-jalmi Yahudi anu ngajangko jalmi-jalmi Yahudi.
So Peter, he goes down to communities in the south.
Petrus anjeunna mios ka masyarakat di kidul.
To the town of Lydda.
Kota Lida.
And there he touches a man who's been lame and he's healed.
Dirinya anjeunna ngajama saurang pamegat nu lumpuh sareng anjeunna didamageun.
And it says all Lydda and Sharon turn to the gospel, turn to Jesus.
Penduduk Lida sareng Sharon uyeuh deui ka Injil sareng Yesus.
So the gospel begins to spread along our lines of relationships.
Injil ngawitan nyebar ngalangkungan kenalan-kenalan.
And then it goes into an interesting area called Samaria.
Injilnya bar ka daerah anu narik pisan anu disebut Samaria.
Now Jews and Samaritans were not the best of friends.
Jalmi-jalmi Yahudi sareng Samaria teu gaul.
Now these Samaritans, they lived kind of here in the middle of Israel.
Urang Samaria ieu maranehna linggih di tengah-tengah Israel.
There were Jews up here.
Manehna baheula Yahudi.
In Galilee.
Maranehna baheula urang-urang Yahudi
di
Galilea.
Witnesses in Jerusalem.
Saksi-saksi di Yerusalem. Yudea.
Judea.
Sekarang,
and now Samaria.
Sekarang Samaria.
Who went to Samaria?
Kan bakal meos ka Samaria.
Those who were driven out of Jerusalem when the persecution came as a result of Stephen's death.
Maranehan dihalangan kaluar ti Yerusalem waktu panyiksaan dongkap peda akibat ti maut Stepanus.
One man's name was Philip.
Da urang pamegat nu namina Filipus.
He preached the good news to these half Jews.
Notbakeun beja pagabungan ka jalma-jalma satengah Yahudi.
You see, these Samaritans were of mixed blood.
Tingali di mana-mana Samaria ieu ngagaduhan getih campuran.
Their background goes into the Old Testament.
Kasang tukang maranena diserat dina Perjanjian Lawas.
That when the northern 10 tribes were taken away captive by the Assyrians into Assyria.
Waktu ka 10 suku di antara ditewak ku Asyur sareng dicandak ka negeri Asyur.
They sent back into the land of Israel people from Assyria to populate that country.
Dikirim deui ka Israel ti Asyur kanggo nyicingan negeri eta.
And these Gentiles began to intermarry with the Jews of the land.
Jalma-jalma nu sanes Yahudi ieu ngawitan nikah sareng jalma-jalma Yahudi di dinya.
So they were of mixed blood.
Maranehna ngagaduhan getih campuran.
They were also of mixed religion.
Maranehna oge agama campuran.
They adopted part of the Jewish faith.
Maranehna ngadopsi sabagian imam Yahudi.
But then they added in their own elements of their own religion.
Tapi teras maranehna nambahan elemen-elemen agama maranehna nyalira.
So they were mixed both in blood and they were mixed in their religious beliefs.
Getih maranehna campur oge kapercayaan agama maranehna.
They even worshipped up in Samaria. They would not worship down in Jerusalem.
Maranehna nyembah di Samaria, maranehna teu nyembah di Yerusalem.
And the Jews didn't like it.
Jalma-jalma Yahudi teu mikarasa paleta.
But Jesus loved them.
Tapi Yesus mikasih maranehna.
In fact, he had a conversation with a woman at the well in the middle of Samaria.
Paktana anjeunna gunem catur sareng sareng istri di caket sumur di tengah-tengah Samaria.
And he brought her to understand he was the Messiah she was looking
for. Anjeunna midamelta ka hartosna anjeunna nyaeta Mesias anu nuju dipilarian ku anjeunna.
And through her many came to Christ.
Sareng ngarangkungan anjeunna seueur jalmi anu sumping ka Kristus.
Now the church does what Jesus did.
Ayeuna gereja ngalaksanakeun anu Yesus pidamel.
They're witnesses to him.
Maranehna nyaeta saksina.
And they do it like Jesus did.
Maranehna ngalaksanakeun anu ku Yesus pidamel.
They go to those strange people called Samaritans.
Mios ka jalma-jalma asing nu disebut urang Samaria.
Do you know any strange people that live in your community?
Nah saderek terang urang asing di lingkungan saderek.
They're not like you.
Maranehna teh saperta saderek.
They're different.
Maranehna benten.
They have come from other countries.
Asana ti nagara-nagara sejen.
They worship differently.
Nyembah ku cara nu benten.
They have a different lifestyle.
Hirup maranehna benten.
Jesus loves them.
Yesus mikasih maranehna.
They're called ethnic groups.
sebat kelompok-kelompok etnis.
And the gospel needs to bridge into their culture as well.
Injil peryogi ngajembatani budaya-budaya maranehna.
I have those kinds of people living where I live.
Wano ka jalmi-jalmi sapertos nulingi caket tempat ling abdi.
They are very close to me in terms of distance.
Maranehna caket pisan sareng abdi dina hal jarak.
But they're very distant from me in culture.
Tapi maranehna jauh pisan ti abdi dina hal budaya.
I have Hindus who live next door to me.
Urang Hindu nu aya di sabeulahan rompok abdi.
I have Buddhists who live across the street.
Urang Buddha nu aya di puntaseun jalan.
The Buddhist has come from Vietnam.
Urang Buddha oge dongkap ti Vietnam.
The Hindu family has come from India.
Urang Hindu nu asalna ti India.
They live very close to me.
Cicingna caket pisan sareng abdi.
They are my Samaritans.
Nyaeta urang-urang Samaria.
They must be reached with the gospel.
Kada dijangkau ngalangkungan Injil.
This is the mission field that often is found right at our doorstep.
Misi nu aya pas di payunun panto imah urang.
Now don't do what the disciples did.
Ayeuna ulah diturutan naon nu murid-murid dipidamel.
They did not like to go through Samaria.
Marana teu hoyong mios ngalangkungan Samaria.
So they would go around on the other side of the Jordan.
Maranena muter di sisi walungan Yordan.
And that way they wouldn't have to bother with the Samaritans.
Ngalangkungan jalan eta teu ngagaduhan urusan sareng urang Samaria.
Jesus went right straight through Samaria.
Yesus nyaris langsung ngalangkungan Samaria.
Lord, teach us to do it like Jesus.
Pangeran ajar abdi sadaya ngalaksanakeun sapros nu Yesus pidamel.
Go right through Samaria.
Mios langsung ngalangkungan Samaria.
And reach these people with the gospel.
Sareng ngajangkau jalma-jalma di dinya di ku Injil.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth.
Saksi-saksi Yerusalem, Judea, Samaria, dugi ka tungtung bumi.
Why is it that if you can take the gospel to Samaria, you will go to the ends of the earth?
Upami saderek ngawawarkeun Injil ka Samaria, saderek bakal mios dugi ka tungtung bumi.
Because many of these Samaritans are from the ends of the earth.
Teur ti jalmi Samaria ieu asalna ti tungtung bumi.
If you reach a Hindu for Christ, where is he going to take the gospel eventually?
Upami saderek ngontrol urang Hindu kanggo Kristus, kada ka mana ngawawarkeun Injil?
To the ends of the earth.
Ka tungtung bumi.
If you reach a Buddhist for Christ, where will he take the gospel?
Kaderek ngajangkau urang Buddha kanggo Kristus, kada ka mana ayeuna bakal nyandak Injil?
To his family back in Vietnam.
Ka keluarga di Vietnam.
So if you can get to Samaria, you can reach the ends of the earth.
Upami saderek ka Samaria, saderek bisa ngajangkau ka tungtung bumi.
That's what was happening in the book of Acts.
Ieu nu kajantenan dina kitab Kisah Rasul.
So eventually the gospel got to the Gentiles.
Kitu akhirna Injil dugi ka jalma-jalma sanes Yahudi.
Total pagans.
Kadaya jalma-jalma kafir.
Didn't know anything about the faith of Israel.
Keterang naon ngeunaan iman urang Israel.
Ah, but the power of the gospel can reach them too.
Tapi kawasa Injil tiasa ngajangkau maranehna.
And that's the story of the Apostle Paul.
Ya, ia cerita Rasul Paulus.
Where the gospel now begins to spread into such areas as modern-day Turkey.
Injil ayeuna ngawitan nyebar ka daerah-daerah nu ayeuna kakoncara nyaeta Turki.
Then it jumped over into Europe in Greece.
Lajeng luncat ka Eropa di Yunani.
And then it went into the island of Crete.
Teras dilajengkeun ka pulau Kreta.
The island of Cyprus.
Pulau Siprus.
They're there, but you just can't see them.
Maranehna aya di dinya, tapi saderek tiasa ningali maranehna.
Ends of the earth.
Dugi ka tungtung bumi.
If you can just get the gospel to Samaria.
Saderek tiasa ngadugikeun Injil ka Samaria.
Now let's talk about this good news that they were preaching.
Kanga bahas beja bunga anu nuju maranehna dikhotbahkeun.
It's the good news of the king.
Ieu teh beja bunga ti raja.
The good news of the kingdom.
Beja bunga ngeunaan kerajaan.
Did Jesus not teach us to pray?
Pamiti lepat Yesus ngabulangkeun ku cara ngadoa.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Nun aman uling di sawarga jenengan ama mugi disucikeun.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Kerajaan ama mugi rawuh pangrasa ama mugi laksana sapertos di dunya sapertos di sawarga.
How does God's kingdom come to earth?
Kumaha kerajaan Allah sumping ke bumi?
How does his will come to earth?
Kumaha kahoyongna sumping ke bumi?
One of the finest ways is to proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God on earth.
Cara nu pangsaenanna nyaeta memproklamirkan beja bunga kerajaan Allah di bumi.
Invite men and women, boys and girls, to come into the rule and reign and kingdom of Jesus Christ.
Para pamegat sareng istri budak, pamegat sareng istri ka ngolebet ka hukum sareng marentah kerajaan Yesus Kristus.
Then they can do His will.
Sareng maranehna tiasa ngalaksanakeun kayongna.
Right here on earth.
Pasti dia di bumi.
We begin to preach the good news of the kingdom.
Ngawitan ngahotbahkeun bejak pikabungan ngeunaan kerajaan.
Because Jesus said, this good news of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness to every nation, every ethnic group, and then the end will come.
Sareng Injil kerajaan ieu baris diwawakeun di sakulea dunya janten kasaksian kanggo sadaya bangsa saparantos eta nembe datang pamungkas.
And we see the beginning here in the book of Acts.
Urang ningali ngawitanana di dieu dina kitab Kisah Rasul.
This is exciting things, folks.
Hal-hal anu sae, Bapak, Ibu.
My wife and I grew up in a church where we were encouraged to take the gospel to the ends of the earth.
Pun bojo sareng abdi diagengkeun di hiji gareja abdi duaan didorong kanggo ngawartakeun Injil dugi ka tungtung bumi.
And one night the Holy Spirit began to really speak to us.
Dina hiji wengi Roh Kudus ngawitan laras-laras nyarios ka abdi duaan.
You need to take the gospel to people who haven't had the privilege of having it like you.
Aranjeunna peryogi ngawaratakeun Injil ka jalma-jalma nu teu ngagaduhan Injil sapertos aranjeun.
And so we said, Lord,
janten abdi nyarios pangeran,
I think we're willing.
Abdi ngemut abdi duaan kersa.
The Lord said, you are willing.
Pangeran nyarios aranjeun daek.
And He required of us to say yes to Him.
Anjeun nyuhunkeun abdi duaan kanggo nyarios yah ka anjeunna.
Within several years we were missionaries overseas.
Dina waktu sabaraha taun abdi duaan janten misionaris di luar negeri.
But we had one problem.
Abdi duaan teu ngagaduhan hiji masalah.
We got Acts 1:8b before Acts 1:8a.
Abdi duaan kenging Kisah Rasul hiji ayat 8b sateuacanna Kisah Rasul hiji ayat 8a.
It's after that the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you shall be witnesses, not before.
Saparantos Roh Kudus turun di luhureun marane bakal jadi saksi kami sanes sateuacanna.
And so we had the gospel, but we didn't have the power.
Kitu deui duaan ngagaduhan Injil, tapi abdi duaan teu ngagaduhan kawasa.
We had a gun with no bullets.
Duaan ngagaduhan hiji pistol, tapi teu aya palorna.
And we couldn't figure out why we couldn't kill the enemy.
Urang teu tiasa ngabayangkeun, urang teu tiasa mehen musuh.
The Lord used that experience to teach us that we needed the power of the Holy Spirit.
Pangeran nganggo pengalaman ieu kanggo ngawulang abdi duaan, yen abdi duaan teh meryogikeun kuasa Roh Kudus.
You see, it's the story of Pentecost that accounts for the book of Acts.
Kaderek ningali carita Pentakosta nu dicatet dina kitab Kisah Rasul.
No power, no penetration of the world.
Dengange kawasa teu aya penetrasi kalebet dunya.
If Jesus Christ did not begin His public ministry till He had been baptized in the Holy Spirit, how about us?
Yesus Kristus teu ngawitan pelayananana ka umum dugi ka anjeunna dibaptis tina Roh Kudus, komo urang.
We too need the power of the Spirit of God.
Urang oge meryogikeun kawasa Roh Allah.
How did they proclaim the gospel?
Kumaha maranehna memproklamirkan Injil?
In three ways.
Dina tilu cara.
In works of mighty power.
Dina padamalan-padamalan nu pinuh ku kawasa.
Just like Jesus.
Kami sapertos Yesus.
They cast out demons.
Usir setan-setan.
They healed the lame.
Ngadamangkeun jalmi lumpuh.
They raised the dead.
Ngagugahkeun jalmi nu maot.
That's how the gospel of the kingdom is proclaimed.
Nyaeta kumaha Injil kerajaan diproklamirkan.
These are signs that a stronger kingdom has come.
Tanda-tanda yen kerajaan anu langkung kuat parantos dongkap.
Delivering people from the snare and power of the enemy.
Lepaskeun jalmi-jalmi tina perangkap sareng kawasa musuh.
Secondly,
kedua,
they also proclaimed the gospel through deeds of kindness.
Diproklamirkeun Injil ngalangkungan padamelan-padamelan anu sae.
From the day of Pentecost, they began to share with one another the goods that they had.
Ngawitan dinten Pentakosta maranehna ngawitan ngabagikeun ka nu sanes.
They would sell their possessions and give to those in need.
Maranehna bakal ngajual harta milikna sareng ngabagikeun ka maranehna nu butuh.
What did Jesus say?
Yesus serius.
By this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you have love one for another.
Bukituna sadaya jalmi bakal terang yen maneh murid-murid kami nya kalamun maneh saling pikanya.
How those early disciples loved one another.
Ma murid-murid nu kahiji saling mikanya.
Why the world could understand that kind of love.
Nah, dunya tiasa ngartos kanya saproses eta.
A man named Barnabas would sell his property and take the money to care for widows.
Seorang pamegat nu namina Barnabas ngajual harta milik sareng ngangge artos kanggo bantuan.
Even the world understands that kind of love.
Encan, tos kanya saproses kitu.
So they show deeds of kindness.
Maranena ngalaksanakeun padamelan-padamelan wae.
Acts of power.
Midamel ku kawasa.
And then words of forgiveness.
Sareng ngahampura.
That in the name of Jesus, forgiveness of sins was offered to those who heard the good news of Jesus.
Di lebet nami Yesus pangampura dosa-dosa ditawiskeun ka maranena anu ngadangukeun beja kabungahan ngeunaan Yesus.
What happened when they did this?
Sareng naon anu ngajantenkeun waktu maranena midamel eta?
Came to Christ. In fact, in chapter 4, just a few months after the day of Pentecost, the number of the men alone came to be 5,000.
Faktana dina pasal 4 sabaraha bulan saparantos dinten Pentakosta, jumlah pamegat anu percantan janten 5,000 urang.
They preached about Jesus Christ.
Maranena khotbah ngeunaan Yesus Kristus.
The king has come.
Raja parantos sumping.
His kingdom is here.
Kerajaanana aya di dieu.
You can enter it now.
Biasa ngalebetan ayeuna.
Repent.
Geura tobat.
Believe in the Messiah.
Percantan ka Mesias.
And you too will receive the gift of the Spirit, the promised by the Father.
Saderek oge bakal nampi karunia Roh Kudus anu dijanjikeun ku Bapa.
That's what Peter said on the day of Pentecost to the 3,000.
Eta naon nu ku Petrus dicarioskeun dina dinten Pentakosta ka 3,000
jalmi. Repent and believe.
Geura tobat sareng percantan.
Be baptized.
Sampi baptisan.
Receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Sampi karunia Roh Kudus.
What a great way to get started in your walk with Jesus.
Taranu hebat kanggo ngawitan perjalanan saderek
ka Yesus. Early church began to multiply so quick.
Geran yen gareja ngawitan ka hiji ngawitan tumuwuh sakitu engalna.
Genuine repentance.
Pertobatan usajati.
Total confidence and trust in Christ.
Yakin penuh sareng percantan ka Kristus.
As testified publicly in the waters of baptism.
Kesaksian umum di baptis Islam.
Receiving the power and fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Nampi kawasa sareng kapinuhan Roh Kudus.
No wonder that early church was so effective.
Dengerankeun yeun gereja nu ngawitan sakitu efektifna.
And where that pattern is followed today?
Sareng pola eta diturutan ayeuna ieu.
The results are the same.
Hasil-hasil bumi.
Demons are cast out.
Setan-setan diusir.
People are healed.
Jalma didamangkeun.
Why even the dead are raised.
Nu maot digugahkeun deui.
Sins are forgiven.
Dosa diampura.
People are transformed.
Jalmi-jalmi dirobi.
Families are changed.
Keluarga dirobi.
Nations are shaken.
Bangsa-bangsa digoyahkeun.
Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yesus sami kamari dinten ieu ayeuna sareng salamina.
And so the book of Acts never really ends.
Nya kitu kitab Kisah Rasul pernah rasa-rasa.
Back when you look at the last two verses.
Faktana waktu saderek ningali dua ayat nu akhir.
It doesn't have a conclusion.
Ieu kasimpulanana.
It's the story of Paul in prison in Rome.
Nyata carita Paulus dina panjara di Roma.
Freely preaching the gospel to all who came to him.
Bebas ngadugikeun Injil ka sakumna jalma nu ngadonggapan anjeunna.
And notice the last verse.
Paratoskeun ayat nu akhir.
Let's read it together.
Urang awas sasarengan.
Boldly and without hindrance, Paul preached the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ku cara terus terang sareng teu aya halangan naon-naon anjeunna ngawarkeun kerajaan Allah sareng ngawulang ngeunaan Gusti Yesus Kristus.
The book of Acts is meant to continue until Jesus comes back.
Kitab Kisah Rasul dimaksadkeun kanggo ngalajengkeun dugi Yesus Kristus sumping.
No, we're not adding to scripture.
Urang teu nambahan ayat-ayat.
We are simply doing what Jesus did.
Mungalakukeun naon nu ku Yesus dipidamel.
Saying what Jesus said.
Nyarioskeun naon nu Yesus sarioskeun.
By the power of the same Spirit with which he was filled.
Narangkungan kawasa Roh nu sami parantos minuhan anjeunna.
We are witnesses to Christ.
Nyaeta saksi-saksi Kristus.
to the ends of the earth.
Dugi katungtung bumi.
All by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Kadaya ngalangkungan kawasa Roh Kudus.
I will pour out my spirit on all flesh.
Kami baris ngucurkeun roh kami ka luhureun sadaya manusia.
In the last days.
Dina dinten-dinten akhir.
Those last days began with the day of Pentecost.
Dinten-dinten akhir nu dikawitan ku dinten Pentakosta.
When Peter quoted that prophecy from Joel, the prophet.
Petrus ngutip nubuatan ti Nabi Yoel.
And as far as the gospel goes, the power of God is available.
Sepanjang Injil dibawarkeun ka basa Allah sayogi.
To everyone who believes.
Ka setiap jalma nu percanten.
Until this good news of the salvation that is found in Christ comes to every tongue, tribe, kindred and nation.
Dugi beja bunga ngeunaan kaslamatan tiasa dikengingkeun dina Kristus dugi ka setiap bahasa, suku, keluarga jeung bangsa.
I must tell you, we are closer than we've ever been before.
Abdi kedamasian terang saderek, urang langkung caket ti sateuacana.
We are privileged to live in a time in history when we are seeing the book of Acts happen.
Urang kenging hak khusus kanggo hirup dina sajarah waktos urang ningali naon anu dilebet Kisah Rasul ieu kajantenan.
The gospel is moving rapidly today.
Injil nuju bergerak enggal ayeuna ieu.
The gospel now has been taken to every country on planet Earth.
Injil ditanda ka setiap negara di planet bumi.
All 254.
254.
To the countries that you are in.
Di negara-negara di mana saudara tinggi.
Yes, throughout Africa.
Tumuhun di sakuliah Afrika.
Yes, throughout Europe.
Tumuhun di sakuliah Eropa.
Yes, even throughout steadily, surely Asia.
Tumuhun secara terus-terusan parantos pasti Asia.
And most certainly throughout North and South America.
Parantos pasti di sakuliah Amerika Utara sareng Selatan.
And then the islands of the sea.
Sareng di pulau-pulau di lautan.
I've been speaking for about an hour.
Parantosnya rios kira-kira sejam.
In this last hour, over 8,000 people have come to Christ.
Jam terakhir ieu langkung ti 8,000 urang parantos percanten ka Yesus.
But there are some places where people are not coming to Christ that fast.
Aya sababaraha tempat di mana jalmi-jalmi teu dongkap ka Kristus sakitu enggal.
Right in this area here.
Di daerah ieu.
About 10 degrees north of the equator.
Kira-kira 10 derajat di sebelah utara
khatulistiwa. 40 degrees north of the equator.
Kira-kira 40 derajat luhureun khatulistiwa.
From the Atlantic Ocean.
Lautan Atlantik.
To the Pacific
Lautan
Ocean.
Pasifik.
We know that as the 1040 window.
Kurang terang selaku jendela 10-40.
3 billion people live in this window.
3 miliar jalmi hirup di wilayah ieu.
In 62 countries.
Dina genep 12 negara.
Largely Muslim, Buddhist, and Hindu.
Seueurna Muslim, Buddha, jeung Hindu.
Yes, there are Christians in every one of those 62 countries.
Aya jalma-jalma Kristen di setiap negara, di genep 12 negara.
But there are many places within those countries that have no witness to Jesus Christ.
Aya seueur di tempat di negara-negara ieu anu teu ngagaduhan saksi Yesus Kristus.
No witness to Jesus Christ yet.
Gacan aya saksi Yesus Kristus.
They shall get a witness of
Baris
Jesus
ngingkeun seorang saksi Yesus Kristus.
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
Kalangkungan kawasa Roh Kudus.
Why have we in this century experienced an outpouring of the Spirit like we have?
Dina abad ieu urang ngalaman pencurahan roh sapertos kapungkur.
Yes, to bless us.
Tumun kanggo ngaberkahan urang.
But more importantly, to bless a world with the gospel.
Namung langkung penting kanggo ngaberkahan hiji dunya ku Injil.
For it is after that the Holy Ghost comes upon you that you not only get blessed, but that you are witnesses to the end of the earth.
Taparantos Roh Kudus lungsur ka luhureun saderek, saderek temung diberkahan, tapi saderek jadi janten saksi dugi ka tungtung dunya.
Would you pray with me that the gospel indeed will go to the entire world in our generation?
Saderek resanga doa sareng abdi. Sarvados Injil ras-ras diwartakeun ka suliak sakulia dunya dilebet turunan urang.
Let's pray.
Mangga urang doa.
Father, thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amatur nuhun kanggo si karunia Roh Kudus.
That is for every believer.
Kanggo setiap nu persanten.
Because that gift makes possible the power of God so that we can proclaim the word of God.
Kumargi karunia eta ngadamel kawasa Allah lungsur ku kituna abdi sadaya tiasa memproklamirkan dawuhan Allah.
We ask, O Lord, that you would continue to pour out your spirit in this day.
Abdi sadaya nyuhunkeun pangeran yen anjeun baris teras ngucurkeun Roh Kudus dinten ieu.
So that this good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ might come to the entire world.
Lajeng beja bunga Injil Kristus tiasa diwartakeun ka sakuliah dunya.
Not only to every country, but to every nation and people within those countries.
Demung ka setiap negara, tapi ka setiap bangsa sareng jalma-jalma di lebet negara-negara.
Oh Jesus, hear our prayer.
Tu Yesus dangukeun doa abdi ieu.
That the call that you've given us.
Yen amanat nu ku anjeun dipasikeun ka
abdi sadaya. To take the good news to the ends of the earth.
Kanggo nyanak beja kabungan dugi ka tungtung dunya.
Might happen.
Baris kajantenan.
And you might return.
Terang anjeun baris lungsur.
In your wonderful name we pray.
Di lebet nami anjeun wajaib.
Amen.
Abdi sadaya ngadoa. Amin.
God bless you.
Pangeran ngaberkahan saderek.